Hey y'all, it's V, the Tax Lien Strategist. So I'm up early doing some paperwork, about to go and do some title searches for folk, but I wanted to stop and thank everyone who came out yesterday to the library from near and far. We had 5 or 6 counties represented. We have people come as far as San Jacinto County. We have people come for, you know, all of those counties up there. We have people come from other parts of Texas, as well as the local people here who wanted to have their titles checked. We also want to thank the mortgage companies, the notaries, the concerned citizens in the neighborhood, the people who signed up to volunteer with us. We will be reorganizing to the point where we may train some volunteers to do title searches to help us out. And I'll let you know why this is important. And again, this is thrown at no one in particular because it happens all the time. I don't see many developers complain about the 3 billionaires who own over 50% of the residential property in the U.S. When people talk about we're running out of land, they look toward the community and look and say, oh, well, we could go to this urban area and make some more money and can develop more because these properties are blighted. These properties don't look well. And one thing we know, if nothing else, is that these people have probate issues. Okay? This is the mindset. Nobody wants to challenge the billionaires who own the property, who are taking property even from developers here in this city. So now they're scrambling around trying to find something else before the next auction or before the next sale or before the next they get the next group in here to buy up a bunch of property at auction. So a lot happened yesterday. And I was glad that we did this. It of course, we ended up with more questions than what we were able to answer because we had the library for a very long time and we still couldn't get to all the questions. There were so many questions. I had the library from 10 to 4. It just happened that I just happened to choose the right date where I had more time. Our meeting started at 1. I reserved the earlier part before the meeting actually literally started for people who needed to come in and meet with me on a more private level so that I didn't want to discuss their personal business in front of everyone. So I wanted to give them a chance to have some privacy, because probate often have to get involved in conversations that have to do with some things that can be hurtful, since probate deals with heirs and the fact that sometimes people don't know that they're going to end up sharing ownership with people, you know, due to a lot of things. But the point is, we don't have an issue with probate in urban areas. Probate and title is not the issue. It's the lack of money to pay to get title clear. Title can be cleared with the proper funding. And so that's why years ago, I set out on my website, you'll see where it says that we cure title defects. Because we know people were losing their property because they didn't have the money to pay lawyers. And that's why we're able to attract some lawyers to help us out. But It started out with just myself doing title work, getting people, because see, the title company doesn't clear your title for closing. It tells you what you need to do. I teach you how to spot what you need to do before you even get the contract. When you are working with the seller on getting their property, you should be working with them at that point on being able to spot what the probate, what the issues are. And like I said, mostly it's probate. And then start telling them what they need to start getting together for you to help close their title and for you to get this property and for them to get this money. Okay? But probate is not the problem. It's lack of money that's the problem. But yeah, I don't see developers complain about the three billionaires. If so, it's just in passing. And they ain't putting it on flyers. They're putting the fact that we have title issues on flyers. It's what they want to solve. Now you have to ask yourself, for what reason? Because see, here's the next thing we talked about yesterday. You can't talk about property retention and probate issues and in the same breath talk about what the newcomers want to see. Because you can't satisfy those two, you know, you can't fix those two issues without somebody losing. So if you are concerned about probate and title to the point where you want to clear title so that that property can be gotten by you for back taxes in order to get new people in, then say so. Because I'm teaching the people that that's what it's all about. And if I'm wrong, then if there are any investors out there with that frame of mind, please contact me and let me know that I'm wrong. Because I would love to be proven wrong on these things. You cannot talk about the title issues that people have and then in the same breath talk about the new people who come to the community. Who gives a damn about them? Aren't we talking about property retention? If we're talking about property retention, that means we're only concerned about those people remaining in their homes. Or if they want to sell it, because we know that, yes, we're investors ourselves. So we clear title in order to get clear title at closing. The bottom line, what people aren't saying, and this is why I love teaching my people, teaching anybody who needs to know. Watch what people don't say. I'm going to let you know what to look out for. And you take it from there. Because what they're not saying is, we're going to help clear this title to get this property to the point where I can get it. But now, I want it for pennies on the dollar. I'm not going to pay fair market value for it. Here's the thing. When you are weeks away from losing your property at auction, you place yourself now in a position where you're not in the position to negotiate. The investor can come out and practically offer you anything in their minds, thinking that you're going to accept it. Because in 2 weeks, if your property is headed to auction, you're going to get zero. So let me just throw this $500 down on the table because you should be grateful for it and you should grab it. So my job as a property retention business is not to have people necessarily hold on to their property if they don't want it. It's to walk away with more than zero. That's what it's about. So yeah, I said it. It's to put people in the position where they can walk away as a seller should. not as somebody who's lost again. Because I promise you, the lower the property costs the investor, the higher, the more the bidding war, and the higher the bid will be at the auction. Because they ain't telling you about the overages that belong to you after the auction. Okay, so the heirs don't want the property. Fine. Heirs don't even know that the overages, because most of these properties where the taxes are so low and the ARV or the value of it, because remember, gentrification raising the values. So now there's a big amount of money there that belongs to the seller that they don't even know about. So it's layers to this. I want property owners to know. And you're being told some fluff. That's what my job is, to break it down, tell you why you're being told certain things, and tell you how to avoid certain things. And the first thing you're going to have to do as property owner, or as heirs, because mostly these are heirs we're talking to, you're going to have to decide who you believe. I know there's a lot of BS out there. I know you hear a lot. I know you've been told 12 different things. It's confusing. But a lot of investors aren't blaming the people who create the land shortage. They're blaming you and your probate and the fact that people can't clear title. See, here's the thing. Even if an owner says, I don't care, you can have it, Mr. Investor, as long as you clear title. He can't clear title. So here's the thing. Now we're getting into quiet title actions. When I tell people what a system is, I have to literally draw a diagram of a system on the whiteboard for them. So they can see that a system is a network of events that connect. And either one set of events causes the problems, or in other cases, a set of events cause solutions. Property owners in urban settings normally are at a disadvantage because nobody is blaming the billionaires for there being a land shortage. The next event is you're being blamed for that because it's just easier. The next event is in this system that can be shown to you is that you don't have the money to clear title anyway. Because why? Because you're owed reparations. When I show people a diagram, I use Black Wall Street, for example, of the destruction by whites of a whole community in 1921. When I told them, I said that a generation is normally considered every 30 years. When I broke down how many of those 30 years it had been since 1921 up until now, the people in the room got a chance to visualize how much wealth we were behind, how many generations we were behind in wealth. Whereas white people still have their wealth. And we're still talking about creating generational wealth in 2024. But they got their generational wealth and ours. And people don't want to tell the truth about that because they want to take pictures of a community, a collection of people of all hues and colors, looking like they're all together on this thing. And it boils down to one thing. They can't do any of that unless urban dwellers lose. The idea is never for you to win. You have to lose for these things to happen. These are already established neighborhoods. So you have to lose something. Someone has to lose something for all of these plans to happen. So just be wary and don't let people come to you with the BS. Get your titles clear. Call us if you can't afford an attorney. Get your titles straight. Some of the stuff I looked at yesterday was pathetic. I searched for a deed for someone who swore, this was this week while we were getting ready for yesterday. I wanted to make sure I had records that I could bring with me for certain people. People have been looking for deeds on the county clerk's files because, you know, you can check that. You can check that if you have a file number and a film code number. They couldn't find it. They've been looking for years for a copy of a deed. I looked for the deed initially, couldn't find it. Then I sat back. I looked at the date of a document that was recorded. I'm like, okay, so you know, grandmother had this property since, you know, the 60s. Okay, 70s. Okay, let me think about the type of people who were working at the county clerk's office in the 70s. What I did was, and I know how to search title. I've been doing this for a very long time. You have to think the way the recorder thinks. If the recorder can't spell, then of course, you got to take that into consideration as well. I tried this thing like about different derivatives of different things. I teach this in my courses of what could be the reason why a deed wouldn't pop up if there is a deed. When I started using parts of words or abbreviations of words, bingo, there's a deed. So this particular property is in University Woods here in Houston. It is a well-established neighborhood that has a civic association, of course. It is very well known that it's University Woods. The subdivision is University Woods with an S. We know the word, the way you spell Woods is W-O-O-D-S. They've got a sign out there in the middle of the street, you know, in the little pieces where they have their welcome to so-and-so subdivision. The word Woods was misspelled. So think about how many people who don't know that they got to keep searching and got to know the tricks of searching title. And this is what I teach in my course. Because we got to be armed with information to invest, to be good investors, or we have to be armed with good information to be good dwellers. What I'm saying is, and another thing, let's say this before I end in this particular segment so it won't be too long. Just because you don't know how to find the heirs don't mean they're missing. They're not missing. You just don't know how to find them. You just haven't found them. See, we're not going to say that neighborhoods look a certain way because of anything on the part of urban dwellers. We discussed so many horrible acts of racism yesterday in the room. Nobody is looking to go places and talk about racism. If anybody is a fool to think that black people want to wake up in the morning and talk about racism. We don't look for racism to talk about. We highlight the racism that's already there so we can fix stuff. Okay. When you all stop believing this fairy tale that even black people are out here trying to push on you now about racism. They talk about everything, but that's one particular event in history that is the reason why we have messed up title issues. Not poor people. Racism. We can't even go back to the beginning on our property because of massacres, because of deaths, because of people with guns just driving our people off their property, telling them to never come back. Okay, so if title has to be sold between a grantor and a grantee in order to get a warranty deed, which is the highest level of deed, How does this property now get to be owned by someone else? Remember, they were dead or they were told to not come back. So if it takes a person to convey title, how was that title conveyed on that property? Our government, by creating laws called eminent domain and escheat to the state. Escheat to the state means if a property is abandoned, the state can actually own it. You see what I'm talking about? You can't have these conversations without the truth. Y'all so busy worried about offending folk. Well, hell, if we can deal with our history, let them deal with their history. It's their history. So let me end this here, and I'm going to pick up the next segment. We're going to be answering some questions that were asked, and I told people to just look for it on the podcast. That's one of the reasons I created this podcast, to help people, investors, sellers, buyers, anybody who feels like they want some information. It's meant to help. It's not a end-all, fix-all, but it's certainly something can be used in your real estate dealings, whether you're the seller or the buyer, or even the developer investor and developer investor. So we cannot, you know, continue with, you know, when we out here making these flyers and we out here talking and you out here, if you're not talking about, if you're blaming to people for their condition, I cannot work with you. I do not want to work with you. I'll talk to you all on the next segment.